The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Trying to fool all of the people all of the time with a warning from Europe, Joe Biden cancer conspiracy theories, and Trump spread South African racial disinformation. We're joined now by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about that European warning. It came actually from an Irish person.
It did indeed. It was European Commissioner Michael McGrath, who was delivering a speech in Dublin where it was a speech focused on the safeguarding of democracy. But he pinpointed three major global threats. And one of them was, you know, he said that this is a rock we could perish on, and essential democratic processes could be undermined. And what he identified was the rising authoritarianism, foreign influences, and very importantly, the rapid spread of disinformation. So he made a point that Europe was, unfortunately, had exemplars of precisely this. He talked about the spreading of misinformation about the invasion of Ukraine that Russia has been percolating through the European media system, and how that's a form of hybrid warfare that precedes and supports military aggression. And he also informates that information warfare, which is this large-scale interference, these disinformation campaigns that we've talked about a lot in this show, how they actually undermine and pose serious threats to European democracies. And very importantly, as an Irish person, I think he pointed out that Ireland is not immune to this. And I think that's a really important thing that we need to keep talking about here, because sometimes I think we are immune to it.
And that whole question of disinformation, which is spread about migrants and all the rest of it, that can give rise to political movements. Now, it hasn't to a great extent yet in Ireland, but we should not be blind to that possibility.
And that's it. We have a safety net in the form of our PR system, which does, you know, for all the flaws of the Irish political system, the proportional representation does ensure that it is harder for extreme fringe elements to, say, take control in the way they have in other countries where it's a first-past-the-post system. But that doesn't mean we don't have it. I mean, the figures are roughly about a quarter of people were sympathetic to some of the narratives put out by these anti-immigration groups. So about a quarter of the people in the country when polled are sympathetic to that. Even when that's based on disinformation. So the idea that Irish people are somehow innately immune is a misconception. And we saw that with the Dublin riots in 2023. We've seen, you know, direct provision centres and refugee centres burnt down. There's been dozens of arson attacks in Ireland. So I think that's a bellwether for how affected we are by this stuff. Because if we go back in it, and we've talked on this segment before, a lot of that anti-immigrant disinformation is obviously false by definition, but it's coming from international players and it's being adopted by groups in Ireland. So we do have to be vigilant, I think.
Now, moving on to the conspiracy theories about Joe Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis.
We live in a strange world when an 82-year-old man's diagnosis of prostate cancer is somehow, you know, the flint for a fire of conspiracy theories. But just to put this in perspective, obviously, Joe Biden announced on Friday that he has a fairly aggressive prostate cancer, which is not unusual for a man of his age. A right-wing podcaster called Clint Russell went out online and claimed this actually had been known for a long time. It was an evil strategy, and I say his quote, evil strategy, to get Biden reelected and to allow Kamala Harris to suddenly segue in when he had to bow out. And this is something that is ridiculous on the face of it. It is wrong. But people like Elon Musk came in, you know, with a bullseye emoji, which of course is a signal of agreement, with no further commentary. And that was shared by people like Donald Trump Jr., who joined in. And weirdly enough, Donald Trump Jr. came out and criticized Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, for failing to notice, and I quote, stage 5 metastatic cancer. Now, just to remind listeners, Jill Biden is a doctor of education, and there is no such thing as stage 5 cancer.
Now, he was slagged off for his stupidity, and then he said, oh, I was being sarcastic. Do the Democrats not recognize sarcasm?
Well, they recognize stupidity, that's for sure. The other thing he pointed out as well is Trump himself actually claimed he had a stage 9 cancer because he mixed up Gleason cell stage 9, which is a different staging for prostate stuff. So it's not they were particularly informed. What's more interesting is how quickly they were to try and weaponize this stuff. I should also point out that when Musk, you know, amplified the original conspiracy theory, as he is often doing, he also tagged in another user who had gone even further, who claimed that if Biden had remained in office, the U.S. was going to suffer a wipeout, in total censorship, a woke takeover of gaming and film, and that World War III would have been started, and only Trump was saving the world from World War III, which, as we're going to talk about in a while, is absolutely ridiculous. But it shows you how quickly these fringe ideas can be engineered and manipulated to a huge audience. All Elon Musk had to do was put a bullseye emoji on a terrible idea, and suddenly it is the trending topic for the day, exposed to tens of millions of people.
The trending topic yesterday, of course, was the ambush by Trump and his allies of Ramaphosa in the Oval Office, where he showed a video which turned out to be full of inaccuracies and just simply wrong stuff and newspaper cuttings that Trump clearly hadn't read.
I mean, Trump reading them would have been more surprising, I think. So this is South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. And this has become something of a humiliation ritual that's happening in the Oval Office, where, again, the press conferences are being held there now, and it's usually an ambush thing for Trump. We all remember with Zelensky just a few weeks ago. And this is a similar thing. Trump suddenly started bringing up ideas of what's called white genocide. Now, obviously, South Africa has a complicated racial history, a lot like the States in that regard. But this stuff is all false. So I think Ramaphosa handled it very well by questioning gently the authenticity of the video. The other thing that Trump did is he cited people like Julius Malema, who is a very controversial South African politician, in footage singing, you know, the old anti-apartheid song about killing farmers, the Kill the Boer one. But he was done for hate speech in 2011, and it's most likely he's already a very fringe figure that video is from then. So this was engineered together. The real interesting part of this is that the idea of a white genocide or a great replacement, these are really common conspiracy theories, the idea that, you know, immigrants and foreigners are coming to replace white people. And this was a dog whistle by Trump to people that hold that extreme belief. And unfortunately, that extreme belief exists across Europe as well. But this was very blatant, and it is really concerning to see it happening in the highest political office in the world.
Extraordinary times we live in, and when will the great American public recognize that the emperor really has no clothes? David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, thank you very much. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.